Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here tonight, as always. Tuesday, May 15th, 2007, and about a minute past 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone by my clock, which may be completely and totally wrong. Yes, welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, the only officially sanctioned website for the network. And, of course, our website, franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of the hard work of one guy and one guy only, Webmaster James. Be aware of our phone number, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls here this hour if you're interested. A lot of information there in the last hour about Walmart and about their sort of internal security network, which I would say more or less trumps just about everything else that I've ever heard of. That's just a phenomenal level of security. And again, most of its scrutiny being turned inward on its employees. They don't want information leaking out to the media. They certainly don't want information getting out to shows like this or to certainly even bigger outlets in the mainstream, which may or may not cover things to the depth that they truly deserve, which is why we look at them from a variety of different sources and a variety of different days. But just absolutely fascinating stuff. All right. We were talking about the CIA. Let's continue, shall we? This one from May 6th, globalresearch.ca. If you're interested in looking it up for yourself, which I strongly encourage you to do on all counts. Don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. Here's what it says. With his trial on immigration charges set for May 11th, the U.S. government has filed a motion in federal court seeking to bar the international terrorist Luis Posada Carias from testifying on his role as an agent of the Central Intelligence Agency. Venezuela has demanded that Posada Carias be extradited to face charges there related to his masterminding of a 1976 bombing of a Cuban civilian passenger jet that killed 73 people. He evaded punishment for his crime at the time, the worst single act of terrorism in the Western Hemisphere, by escaping a Venezuelan prison in 1985. Violating international and bilateral treaties, Washington has rebuffed Venezuela's request, charging Posada Carias instead with minor violations of U.S. immigration law for entering the U.S. without a visa and lying to immigration officials. Last month, Carias was set free on bail and returned to Miami. The release has provoked international protests and exposed the hypocrisy of the so-called global war on terrorism proclaimed by a government that has sponsored and continues to harbor and protect a wanted terrorist. The 9-page motion submitted to the federal court in El Paso, Texas, argues that the relationship between Posada Carias and the CIA ended 30 years ago and therefore is irrelevant. Declassified documents have established that Carias was recruited as an agent of the CIA in 1961, was sent into the U.S. Army for a year of training in demolition and terrorist tactics, and remained directly on the CIA payroll until at least 1967. From 69 to 74, he served as a senior officer in the Venezuelan secret police, charged with capturing, torturing, and killing left-wing opponents of the government. During that period, he remained an informant and asset of the CIA in Latin America. In 1976, he planned the airline bombing, leaving its execution to two employees of his private detective agency he set up in Caracas after a change of government forced him out of the secret police. Just 2 weeks before the October 76 airline bombing, he was involved in another terrorist attack, this one in the center of Washington. A car bomb killed the exiled former foreign minister of Chile, Orlando Letelier, and an American aide, Ronnie Moffitt. After his escape from prison in Venezuela, Posada Carias made his way to El Salvador, where he became a key operative in the illegal terror war against Nicaragua, financed by the CIA and directed by the network established by the Reagan administration under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North of the National Security Council. He went on to Guatemala, becoming a government intelligence officer during a brutal counterinsurgency campaign that claimed hundreds of thousands of lives. And there's more. Please stay with us, folks. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Again, our phone number, 800-313-9443. We're talking about this international terrorist by the name of Luis Posada Carias. I hope I'm saying that right, but if I'm wrong, no biggie. We all know who the guy is. In the 1990s, by his own admission, Posada Carias directed a series of terrorist bombings against hotels and tourist spots in Cuba, killing an Italian tourist. And in November of 2000, he was involved in an aborted attempt to blow up a conference hall in Panama, where Cuban President Fidel Castro was scheduled to speak to hundreds of people. He was arrested and jailed for the plot, but then pardoned by outgoing Panamanian President Maria Moscoso. In 2004, reportedly as a result of either U.S. pressure or bribes from anti-Castro Cuban exile groups. In response to the government's attempt to quash any public testimony about Posada Carias' ties to the CIA, the terrorist defense lawyers filed a countermotion this week, insisting that it was impossible to discuss the context of the case without dealing with their client's relation to the agency. Moreover, the document claimed that the relationship lasted, quote-unquote, for 25 years. Very interesting. The document said, quote, the government's statement that his service to the United States ended in 1976 is incorrect, end quote. The implications of the motion are clear. Posada Carias was working for the CIA when he planned and executed the terrorist bombing that murdered 73 people aboard the Cuban plane, as well as the car bomb assassination in Washington. Moreover, he remained an agent or asset of the U.S. intelligence agency while continuing to carry out acts of terrorist and repressive violence in Cuba, Central America, and elsewhere for at least another decade. Both of the 1976 terrorist acts took place when George H.W. Bush, the current U.S. president's father, was the director of the CIA. Former president and former director of the CIA, and this guy presumably did all this while he was in his employ, so it would seem. Anyway, it goes on. The U.S. government's attempt to gag Posada Carias about his CIA ties and the countermotion alleging that these connections span at least 25 years exposed the real reason that the Bush administration refuses to abide by any international law and extradite him to Venezuela to face trial. So presumably one of the reasons why they're doing this is that they worry that he'll face torture or execution in Venezuela. But then again, I mean, I don't know if that's likely or not. Who knows? This one, Wednesday, May 9th, Reuters. A U.S. judge threw out all charges against anti-Castro Cuban exile and former CIA operative Luis Posada Carias on Tuesday, allowing him to go free days before he was set to be tried for immigration fraud. So again, this is a terrorist in this war on terror in America. And he was only being charged with immigration violations for lying to a customs agent. And, of course, he was set free. All the charges were thrown out against him. The surprise decision by U.S. District Judge Kathleen Cardone in El Paso, Texas, left uncertain the fate of Posada. Cardone could dismiss the immigration charges on grounds that the U.S. government case was based on statements it got from Posada Carias, 79 years old, under false pretenses. The judge said that he thought he was in an immigration interview that was actually a criminal investigation. That's what his lawyer said. The judge agreed. Cardone wrote, quote, "The government's tactics in this case are so grossly shocking and so outrageous as to violate the universal sense of justice. This court will not set aside such rights nor overlook government misconduct because the defendant is a political hot potato," end quote. She said all that in her 38-page ruling. So completely let go because the government is despicable. Never mind the fact that the government, of course, probably violated many citizens' rights of various countries when they sanctioned and of course, authorized and even directed this guy's actions in the course of conducting terroristic operations. It's fascinating stuff. This one, whatdoesitmean.com from May 9th. It goes on. The ongoing battle between the rival American intelligence agencies, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and the Central Intelligence Agency over the November 22, 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy has taken perhaps its most bizarre turn in the releasing of CIA terrorist and implicated JFK gunman Luis Posada Carias. It's fascinating stuff. Saoirse Fall wrote this, whatdoesitmean.com, fantastic website. She says, Russian intelligence analysts in their reports on this continuing saga show that U.S. District Judge Kathleen Cardin, is what they have, although I think the other one's probably correct. This one is translated from Russian, so we'll have to, of course, acknowledge that there may be a few typos or whatnot in here. It says, who released the CIA terrorist Posada has longstanding ties with the Bush family and was appointed to her position by the current American president in May of 2003. So the gal we just talked about, who was so outraged by the government's conduct in the interrogation of Luis Posada Carias, that would be Judge Kathleen Cardone in El Paso, Texas, happened to come to her position courtesy of George W. Bush, president of the United States of America. So there's a connection there. Story goes on. The Bush family has long been implicated in the murder of the American President Kennedy, with the senior Bush leader and former U.S. president having been appointed by the late President Ford as head of the CIA after the forced resignation of President Richard Nixon. KGB reports from that era state that President Ford's fears were that both his and President Nixon's involvement in the assassination plot of President Kennedy would be uncovered by U.S. congressional investigators intent upon undoing the damage of the 1963 coup against the U.S. government had done to their country. President Ford, who had served on the Warren Commission that was charged with the cover-up of the assassination plot of President Kennedy, chose George Bush Sr., as he knew that the former American president was himself a former CIA officer and also implicated in the coup to overthrow the U.S. government by the murder of its leader. To the greatest fear, President Ford, according to these reports, would be the unraveling of the coup plot by the discovery that Jack Ruby, the killer of the alleged President Kennedy assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, once worked for President Nixon, as we can read is confirmed by the subsequent release of U.S. government documents. Quote, A 1947 memo found in 1975 by a scholar going through a pile of recently released FBI documents supports Giancana's contention. In the memo, addressed to a congressional committee investigating organized crime, an FBI assistant states the following, quote, "It is my sworn testimony that one Jack Rubenstein of Chicago is performing information functions for the staff of Congressman Richard Nixon, Republican of California. It is requested that Rubenstein not be called for open testimony in the aforementioned hearings," end quote. It says, later in 1947, Rubenstein moved to Dallas and shortened his last name to Ruby. Very interesting. And, of course, it goes on there. You can click on it and read it all for yourself if you like. Sorcheval continues, quote, "These latest actions by the FBI and the CIA appear to have been triggered by the deathbed confession of former CIA agent and President Kennedy coup plotter E. Howard Hunt, and who prior to his death confessed his role in the murder of the American president by also implicating Kennedy's vice president, Lyndon B. Johnson, who became the American president upon Kennedy's murder and appointed the late President Ford to the Warren Commission cover-up. According to the FSB reports on this matter," which is, of course, Russian intelligence, "the information given to the FBI by E. Howard Hunt prior to his death and implicating CIA terrorist Posada in the Kennedy murder and U.S. coup was compelling enough for the FBI to break ranks with their own president and make unprecedented contact with the Cuban government of Fidel Castro, even going so far as to send agents to the Caribbean island of their sworn enemy. To this present-day importance of the 1963 assassination of President Kennedy and the coup upon the United States People's Government, and in light of the United States' rapid descent into a virtual police state, it was perhaps best stated by Lee Harvey Oswald's killer, Jack Ruby, who stated to the Warren Commission the following, quote, 'Well, you won't see me again. I tell you that a whole new form of government is going to take over the country, and I know I won't live to see you another time,' end quote." Jack Ruby was indeed prophetic in these words as he died a few short years later, and the whole new form of government the people of the United States currently live under in no way resembles the greatness that had been achieved under President Kennedy. To the counter-coup forces within the United States opening this new chapter into these matters, their potential for ultimate success is not known to us, but if based on their past history, we can see the darkness of failure once again facing them as their nation's descent into madness continues." So not a very high opinion of us from Sorcha Fall, but a fascinating story nevertheless. We'll take your calls here in just a few seconds, but before we get to the confession of E. Howard Hunt, which we will get to, we have this story here from Cleveland.com, May 13th, this came out. And says, John Latimer, a urologist and ballistics expert and collector of historical relics who treated top-ranking Nazis during the Nuremberg War Crimes Trial, was the first non-governmental medical specialist allowed to examine the evidence in President Kennedy's assassination, died Thursday. He was 92 years old. So this guy presumably could have shed some light on perhaps some of these revelations coming out, but he's dead. Doesn't say really what he died from. Necessarily, but anyway, it says Latimer had been fascinated by weapons since his childhood. He became a ballistics expert and, after Kennedy was killed, a student of assassinations. In his collection was a bloodstained collar that President Lincoln had worn to Ford's Theater the night he was shot. Sort of a bizarre memento, isn't it? Latimer wrote several articles in medical journals describing experiments he had conducted with rifles, scopes, and ammunition similar to those used by Kennedy's assassin, Lee Harvey Oswald. Then, in 1972, the Kennedy family chose Latimer to be the first non-governmental expert to examine 65 X-rays, color photos, and black-and-white negatives taken during the autopsy. A front-page New York Times article quoted him as saying that the images, quote, "eliminate any doubt completely," end quote, about the validity of the Warren Commission's conclusion that Oswald fired all the shots that struck the president. So this guy went to his grave swearing that the Warren Commission was completely accurate and that every bit of evidence that he had seen, that he and only he was privy to, presumably, that it all supported all that stuff. So fascinating. We'll come back. We'll finish up this news segment with this assessment, I guess you could say, of E. Howard Hunt, his deathbed confessions, and then we'll take your calls, 800-313-9443. Stay with us.
Hey. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E. Documents, plural.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
One, two, three. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking to together, because we don't know how.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome. And continuing on with this new segment, our final story here. This is entitled The Last Confession of E. Howard Hunt, U.S. Government CIA Team Murdered JFK. You can find this at onlinejournal.com. It came out April 3rd. It says, the April 5th issue of Rolling Stone featured the deathbed confession of CIA operative and key Bay of Pigs Watergate Nixon administration figure E. Howard Hunt. According to Hunt's confession, which was taken by his son, St. John Hunt, over the course of many personal and carefully planned father-son meetings, the following individuals were among the key participants in the JFK assassination plot. Lyndon B. Johnson, whose own career was assisted by JFK nemesis J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI, who gave orders to the CIA-led HIT team and helped guide the Warren Commission lone gunman cover-up. Cord Meyer, a CIA agent, architect of the Operation Mockingbird disinformation apparatus, and husband of Mary Meyer, who had an affair with JFK. David Attlee Phillips, CIA and Bay of Pigs veteran recruited William Harvey of the CIA and Cuban exile militant Antonio Vecchiana. William Harvey, CIA and Bay of Pigs veteran, connected to mafia figures Santos Traficante and Sam Giancana. Antonio Vecchiana, I don't know. Cuban exile, founder of CIA-backed Alpha 66. Frank Sturgis, CIA operative, mercenary Bay of Pigs veteran, and later Watergate figure. David Morales, CIA hitman, Bay of Pigs veteran. Morales was also a figure involved with the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. And Lucien Sarti, Corsican assassin and drug trafficker, possibly French gunman, Grassy Knoll second shooter. Very interesting. It said, would Hunt continue to tell lies on his deathbed, perhaps? Would Hunt tell a final tall story or two to protect himself, or perhaps deal one final slap in the face to the U.S. government, which made him a fall guy for Watergate? Yes. Would Hunt hide the involvement of certain individuals to whom he remained loyal, including people who are still alive? Certainly. Anything from an operative like Hunt can only be accepted with caution and healthy skepticism. Nonetheless, Hunt's scenario has the ring of truth. Each of the named names are well-known CIA and CIA-linked players exposed by many researchers and historians who have detailed the enduring connection from the Bay of Pigs to the Dallas hit to Watergate and Iran-Contra. The Hunt confession vindicates generations of historians, researchers, and whistleblowers who have given their lives and careers to expose the truth about Dealey Plaza. Although the Rolling Stone piece does not address it, the Hunt confession directly corroborates two classic investigations that previously exposed the role of Hunt. They are Mark Lane's plausible denial and Michael Canfield and A.J. Weberman's Coup d'etat in America books. Lane's book details how he took Hunt to court, won a libel suit essentially proving the CIA murdered JFK, and that Hunt lied about his whereabouts. The investigation of Canfield and Weberman identified Hunt and Frank Sturgis as two of the three tramps arrested at Dealey Plaza. Time has only made these investigations more relevant. More than ever, their books and those of the JFK historians and researchers above listed deserve to be found, read, and studied. The Rolling Stone piece fails to go after the rules of Richard Nixon and George Herbert Walker Bush, but the Hunt confession, if accurate, leads directly to them, to their lifelong associates, and all the way to the President George W. Bush administration. Fascinating. The Dallas Watergate Iran-Contra connection has been thoroughly documented by key JFK researchers. Consider the career of George H.W. Bush. He was a Texas oil man at Zapata Oil and a CIA operative involved with the Bay of Pigs. Bush's name was found in the papers of George DeMorenschlit, one of Lee Harvey Oswald's CIA handlers, as documented by Pete Bruton, author of, quote-unquote, The Mafia, the CIA, and George Bush. Bush was deeply connected with a small circle of Texas elites tied to the CIA and the Mafia, as well as the Florida-based CIA anti-Castro Cuban exile Mafia Milieu, as Richard Nixon's hand-picked Republican National Committee chairman and later as the CIA director. Bush constantly covered up and stonewalled for his boss about Watergate, which itself, by the admission of Frank Sturgis and others, was a cover-up of the JFK assassination. Tracking any of the individual CIA operatives involved with the Bay of Pigs, it is impossible to ignore or deny direct connections to George H.W. Bush and his crime family across the Kennedy assassinations, covert operations in Indochina, and later in Latin America. Beyond any reasonable doubt, the U.S. government murdered John F. Kennedy. There are people still alive today who were involved directly and indirectly implicated. Some are even probably serving in positions of high influence. Some have still never been identified or touched. All of these individuals need to be pursued, exposed, and brought to justice. So really, an amazing analysis of a Rolling Stone piece provided here for you and your own personal edification at onlinejournal.com. Again, you can find that April 3rd. So fascinating stuff, folks. Again, we went from Walmart to Walmart's ex-CIA people and ex-FBI officials, all the way through to the case of Luis Posada Carias, who apparently, according to Saoirse Fall and her Russian security sources, involved in the JFK assassination. And then it goes on to expose the deathbed confession, sort of, if you will, of E. Howard Hunt. And it just goes on and on and on. Fascinating stuff, folks. I'll tell you what. We have about 25 minutes left when we come back from this break, and we will devote it to your phone calls, your assessments, your input. 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I call this the home stretch. We've got about 25 minutes left in the show. And, of course, a lot of you out there have been very plugged in and monitoring things like the Kennedy assassination for many, many, many years. I know only what I've learned from my guests. So I'm anxious to hear your thoughts on these things and whatever else. Anywhere you may want to take us, 800-313-9443, toll-free worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to John in Ohio. Welcome to the show, John.
Yeah, I just woke up listening to you bring this up, and I'm trying to get all my head together because this is probably the most important scandal that has developed and has been suppressed by the media. I mean, it's incredible that something like this, if you don't know the nature of the media, has been just completely, virtually blacked out. Here you have a man who has ties to the Kennedy assassination, provable and even his own, with his own boasts, his own admissions, involvement in massive terrorism on behalf of the CIA for 45 years. He boasted about his bombings of Cuban hotels by phone to the New York Times, said that the victims who died and were injured were just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Too bad. Wow. A man who's blown up a Cuban airliner, masterminded it, along with his co-conspirator, Juan de Bosch, who was pardoned by Bush and is also walking free in Miami. He was pardoned by George Bush Sr. in 1990. He has he planned to bomb and nearly did bomb the Panama University, where there would have been over 1,000 students there, with plastic explosives that would have killed them all. He was convicted there and freed by the U.S. puppet president, Moscone, as you mentioned. He actually perpetrated a bombing in Washington of the democratically elected Chilean foreign minister, Letelier, and his Ronnie Moffitt aide, a car bomb right in Cabinet Row in our own country. He's got a history of torture, mass murder, serial murder, terrorism at the behest of the CIA all the way back to the Bay of Pigs and beyond. And yet the media has said nothing about it. I think this is the other story, how the media will, if it's anything that's going to open up people's eyes to see just how sinister this this government is and how hypocritical it is when it says that any country that supports terrorists, we will consider terrorist itself. And here you have this nest of mass murdering terrorists in Miami, this Cuban mafia that has long standing ties to being armed financed and handled by the CIA, being able to walk free. And the connection to the Kennedy assassination is also there, as you mentioned, because this man, Carrillo, Posada Carriles, was part of the Operation 40 group many researchers believe was involved in the Kennedy assassination. As you mentioned, David Attlee Phillips, E. Howard Hunt, David Morales, and these people were part of the what many feel was the backlash against Kennedy's refusal to have a full-scale invasion of Cuba after the CIA lied to Kennedy and told him that the people would rise up and greet the invaders with flowers at the Bay of Pigs, just as they've lied about the Iraq war. And Kennedy then realized that he had been had, but he didn't send in the air cover, because he knew that this was a trap, that they knew that once they got him to go in, they assumed that he would go all the way, but he couldn't do that legally, so he took the fall for that. But here you have a situation where the coup d'état, the assassination of President Kennedy, is distilled right in this man here, who is no doubt blackmailing Bush, because a lot of researchers say that the reason that the American government gagged him just a couple of weeks ago, that he could not reveal any of his connections to the CIA to anybody, is because he would reveal the fact that he has these close connections, as I think you were reading on that online journal, and globalresearch.ca website, because they understand that the National Archives declassified documents show that he had been working officially for the CIA for at least and probably more than the time in the 60s when he was working for the CIA in the Bay of Pigs. That would include the time when he blew up the Cuban airliner, killing all 73 civilians aboard, and the time that he was involved in the car bombing of the Foreign Ministry of Chile in 1976. Not coincidentally, the same time that George Bush became director of the Central Intelligence Agency. So all of these things add up to the fact that the media is deliberately covering up one of the perpetrators, probably the trigger man of the Kennedy assassination, along with others, E. Howard Hunt and the rest of them, and trail of death and terrorism against Cuba and other countries, even bombings in this country against the Cuban interest section, And this claim that he'd be tortured is really laughable, considering the fact that he was the head of torture in a fascist CIA installed government in from 70s, not this present government. And he was the master torture secret police head at the time that was killing and torturing thousands of people down there. And the record of the United States torture at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo and Bagram around the world, dragging people off to secret dungeons for rendition and claiming that we're the protectors against people being subjected to torture is laughable on its face. And that's the phony excuse they're using for not extraditing him to back to Venezuela, where he was in prison for having blown up the Cuban airliner and was helped to escape with help from the Central Intelligence Agency, according to one of the guards who testified on Venezuelan television that the CIA got him released in 1985. And he then went to Central America and boasted about him being involved in the Bush-Oliver North Contra support network, supporting these Contra terrorists and these death squads in El Salvador and Guatemala and Honduras that killed scores of thousands of people. He actually bragged about this. So the connections to the Bush-Oliver North Iran-Contra scandal are also there that could open that up again. And I think that's another reason why the media, as usual, will cover up anything that is going to really expose connections to the big crimes, the huge crimes that wake people up, the Kennedy assassination, the U.S. involvement in worldwide terrorism against those that it considers disobedient to its corporate dictates, like especially Cuba. And I also recall another group, Fair.org, a media monitor, once got started because its editor went to the New York Times and asked, why aren't you bringing out the evidence of that was brought out in the Iran-Contra Committee in executive private session, not in public session, that the Bush-Reagan administration were involved in bringing out huge shipments of drugs into the country and caused the crack epidemic of the 80s and had a plan for martial law if too many people protested their policies and had a plan for had an ongoing practice of sending in psychological warfare operatives in the White House to plant phony articles on all of the op-ed pages of the newspaper with the collaboration of the newspapers. All of these things were suppressed from the public, even though they were in the results of the Iran-Contra Committee. And the New York Times said, well, we can't let that information out to the public. That would destroy our system, meaning that if there's something that reaches a certain level of outrageous behavior by the government, we're going to move might and main to cover it up and prevent the American people from understanding that while we pretend to be the people's scribe when it comes to small and medium, small potato things to give us credibility to cover up the big lies and the big crimes. And so I think this is huge, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is.
E. Howard Hunt coming out on his deathbed and confessing, everybody in the research movement has pointed out that there's pictures of him along with Frank Sturgis, and another picture that is a dead ringer for George Bush in Dallas at the time. This confirms it. This is a smoking gun. This is the guy who was one of the main commanders of some of the dirtiest operations in overthrowing governments around the world, in Guatemala, in the 50s, where the democratically elected Arbenz was overthrown because he wanted to nationalize a small portion of United Fruit's unused land, and the CIA staged a massive propaganda campaign and a coup and claimed that they had weapons from the Soviet Union. They planted them, and it was all a lie, and that caused the overthrow of that government, which then created the quarter million people out of about 7 million people that were killed in subsequent years under U.S. Supported and trained death squad regimes, military regimes there. And people, are not even aware of these things. the fact that Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, was also the director of United Fruit at the time, that he was, of course, the lead controller of the Warren Commission cover-up, that that was the motive. That's putting the fox in the chicken coop because, of course, Kennedy said he was going to destroy the CIA and cast it to the winds in 10,000 pieces because they had lied and manipulated him into the Bay of Pigs invasion and other things. And the Operation Northwoods was, I think, brings in the Nixon connection to the assassination, which many have tied Nixon to the assassination, like Barr McClellan, the former counsel for LBJ and White House counsel for LBJ, said that he was there at the meeting where LBJ and Nixon and others were planning the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And this whole cabal, to me, and the connects to the Operation Northwoods, because this rabidly anti-communist, anti-Cuba group that planned the Operation Northwoods, as well at the highest levels of American government, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who planned to murder Americans, bomb American cities, blow up a Cuban, an American ship in Cuba Harbor, and blame it all on Cuba, create a false flag, earlier 9/11 equivalent, was signed off by the highest levels of all the Joint Chiefs of Staff in the Pentagon, and it was called off by Kennedy. And once you start pulling a string out of this, you get George Bush, you get Nixon, you get the CIA, you get Porter Goss, who's now was appointed by Bush as head of the CIA, and he was part of the same Operation 40, along with Luis Posada and E. Howard Hunt, that staged the Bay of Pigs invasion and hated Kennedy for not going all the way with a full-scale invasion. I think if we really hammer home on this and don't allow the media to black this out, we've got the whole history of the false flag terrorism, the Kennedy assassination, the U.S. wagings of terrorist actions abroad, and we could really bring down, I think, this entire nest of elitist criminals that are running our government in this country. And it just seems to me that just another point I wanted to bring out is that the people who were trying to stop the terrorism are now spending life in prison in the United States. Five Cubans who came to this country to peacefully infiltrate some of this nest of mafia terrorists in Miami went to the FBI after they got proof that they were planning more terrorism around the world, in Cuba especially. Instead of the terrorists being apprehended, the FBI arrested these five people who were trying to fight terrorism, and they were then kangaroo courted into 15 years to life imprisonment. And very revealingly, the media has said nothing about this, even though most of the people in the world have set up support groups to have call for their release, and about 5,000, more than 5,000 Nobel Prize laureates, academics, and jurists around the world have signed petitions for this. And once again, the media has completely covered this up because it would show the phoniness of the Bush administration's pretense that it's fighting a war on terrorism rather than perpetrating one around the world in many cases. And actually, and you know, as most of us believe, is really behind the Al-Qaeda terrorists, which they funded and armed from the very beginning to justify its assault on our civil liberties and Bill of Rights, and to justify its perpetual war against any country that they see as an obstacle to their world domination, like Iraq, Iran, and Afghanistan, and and beyond. They stated that in their own Project for a New American Century in the before they even came to office, that they planned to dominate the world, and they needed a second Pearl Harbor event to justify that by manipulating public opinion. So I think if people really open this up, the E. Howard Hunt confession, the connections to the Bush family throughout the years in supporting this terrorism and the Kennedy assassination, this could really upend their plans. And I think I really commend you for bringing this up, because I think obviously most people in the country don't know this, and the media doesn't want them to know this, because it would really shock them awake.
Well, I appreciate the call. You have just an incredible amount of information about this. Obviously, it's been a passion of yours. Let me ask you this. Maybe you'll know. Kareas, is he part and parcel to the School of the Americas sort of torture training camps?
Yeah, he has a long history of ties. He became a CIA agent in 61, and he was trained at the School of the Americas as well. And so he's been a CIA all the way. And they're trying to gag him. There was actually a court order to try to gag him last month. The government came into court to gag him and his attorneys on his longstanding relations with the U.S. intelligence agency and the U.S. military. I think one of his claims was when he came here was to threaten Bush with exposure by saying, "I spent so much time serving the U.S. military and CIA that I should be given asylum." It was kind of a message that you give me asylum, or I can spill the beans on you. And I think that's
John,
what's
let me interrupt you briefly. Please hold on, and then we'll be back to continue this, folks, in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. We are at the tail end of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it has been a blur this evening. Welcome back to our caller here, John in Ohio. Please continue, sir.
Well, like I say, I think that we got a chance here to really break the bank on these phonies that are really dragging us off to war and plunging us into a fascist police state over these issues of Luis Posada and the media blackout of his being given amnesty and freedom to swagger around in Miami after a mass murder, serial terrorism, the worst terrorist in the Western Hemisphere, working for the CIA. And there's, as I understand, there's some investigation I've read about by Representative William Della Hunt of, I think it's Massachusetts, calling for a congressional investigation into the government's role in giving impunity to Posada. And I think people ought to try to look that up because, though I don't think the Democrats, which I think he is one, will go very far. They don't go very far, and this guy is an exception. We got to do everything possible to bring this to the public's attention because it has been kept from the public's attention precisely because it would open up everything from the Kennedy assassination to Operation Northwoods to the U.S. role in supporting terrorism around the world. And the Hunt and the connections to the Bush family, the very close connections to the Bush family and those Kennedy assassinations and terrorist operations. And I think we got a real opportunity here to open it up if people will you know, get in touch with Della Hunt and demand that he go even further and investigate not only Posada's admitted roles in CIA terrorism, but investigate his role as a trigger man or his presence in Dallas at the time that E. Howard Hunt was part of the same Operation 40, that CIA group that was involved in the Bay of Pigs invasion, and also in the many of the researchers believe in their hatred for Kennedy and their assassination of Kennedy. So these are areas I think we've got to look into, and the media is acting as its usual, in its usual prostitutional role of covering up the things that we have to know about. And I think there's a huge possibility to open this up, you know, and expose the hypocrisy to anyone who's opposed to this war based on the lies that they know we were told. The biggest lie is that, you know, we're fighting terrorism, and here we're supporting this terrorism, giving him impunity, and covering up throughout the media his role in killing thousands of people around the world for the CIA and even bombings inside our own country. So, you know, this is huge, and I think we can, those who are involved in the anti-war movement should really bring this out. Too many of the in the anti-war movement are skittish. They've got a gatekeeper mentality. They, they're in the liberal wing of the Democratic Party, and they won't go beyond whatever the Democratic Party wants to talk about, and that means leaving off limits 9/11, the 9/11 conspiracy, the JFK CIA assassination, any of these things, because it doesn't fit in with the Democratic Party's competition for who's going to, you know, control the spoils of this rotten system. And I think some honest people who, you know, listen to Air America or something like that are put off from looking into these things because the Democratic Party doesn't want to get into these things. And sources like Air America are tied into the Democratic Party. So I think anyone who's against the war and against this creeping fascism and has got to look into this issue. I think it's going to blow them wide open.
Well, John, thank you so much for the amazing contribution to the show tonight. I really appreciate the call.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Folks, that's going to do it here for our show. We'll be back, though, in 20 hours with another exciting edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Have yourselves a spectacular day.
A message for